The opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, will host his first shadow cabinet meeting today. He's taking the team to Labor's bogey state at the moment of Queensland. Elsewhere, home buyers will be banking on an interest rate cut, which could save $67 a month on a mortgage of $400,000. David Crowe is the chief political correspondent with The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. Hello, David.
Morning, Fran.
Well, the hot tip today is the Reserve Bank will cut interest rates to a new record low of 1.25%. And the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, has basically been jawboning the banks to pass it on in full or else. Is a small rate cut going to be anywhere near enough to stimulate our slowing economy? That's the question, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I don't think it's enough on its own, but I think it does show the concern in the government about the state of the economy and these warning signs about slower growth ahead. Josh Frydenberg's actually named those doubts about future growth as a reason for talking to the banks about them passing on this rate cut in full. Now, it's interesting, the markets have fully priced this in, so it's the markets are assuming this is an absolute certainty. The rates will go to 1.25%, down from 1.5%. But in the past, there are estimates that say in 3 basis point reductions in the past, the banks have kept one of those for themselves. So they haven't passed on previous rate cuts in full. We haven't seen a rate cut like this since 2016, but Josh Frydenberg is certainly jawboning them to pass it on. We see this routine in the past, but it's really important now given those concerns about future growth.
Okay. A lot of people in Sydney were surprised to see 3 Chinese warships making their way into Sydney Harbour yesterday. Even the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, was apparently surprised. And the timing was terrible. I mean, just 24 hours before the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. Our Prime Minister says nothing to see here. Basically, quote, they were returning after a counter-drug trafficking operation in the Middle East. Nevertheless, it is horrible timing, isn't it? Does this make much sense to you?
No, it doesn't make sense to me. I thought it was a shocker. I thought it was a really bad look. And it was interesting that yesterday when Scott Morrison was talking from his trip in the Pacific, he said, look, there's a bit of over-analysis being done here. But I don't think that we can avoid this kind of analysis. Apparently, this was a reciprocal arrangement. Our Navy had been to a Chinese port at some time. And so, therefore, fair enough, they get to come to one of our ports. But the timing is certainly something under our control. And the timing on the 30th anniversary of Tiananmen was just shocking. Yeah. 730 sailors, 3 ships, not just one little ship in, but a frigate, a supply ship and a helicopter dock ship.
Yeah, they could have held off port for a while, couldn't they? Really briefly, David, we're almost out of time, but the religious protections debate is gathering steam. We know that the Attorney General is preparing the Religious Discrimination Act. There's a concerted push by some for extra elements to be introduced into that. Do you see Scott Morrison agreeing to expanding this or not?
Yes, I do. I remember an interview with him in September. He'd only been in the job for a couple of weeks and he named religious freedom as one of his concerns. We know that that's something that he genuinely feels strongly about, and it's something where he's got Conservative MPs who want action. And I think there's a long way to go on this. I'm not sure how the details will emerge and what kind of actual legal change there may be. But I do know that on the Labor side, there are people worried that people of faith didn't trust Labor at the election. Now, this is very hard to quantify. We can't be sure about that just now, but it is a factor for Labor to think about. I'm not sure that there'll be an agreement in the Parliament between the major parties on this. It's very vexed. But there's a long way to go, and I think Scott Morrison will try to do something.
Yeah, I think there'll be an argument, particularly around the if there is a push to enshrine the right of Christian organisations to hire and fire. That's going to maybe cause some troubles within Labor this time too, given that election result, as you said.
Yeah.
David, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
David Crowe is Chief Political Correspondent with the Melbourne Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.